To me, the happiest thing in life is to be myself and to have fun. But to be myself and have fun, I have to recognize what steps I can take to do that. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Three grand essentials to happiness in this life are something to visualize as your ideal, something to create that you love, and something to do. We think, well, those are not so difficult. Those are not so unusual, so hard to come by. But let's take it step by step. Something to visualize your ideal. Three grand essentials to happiness in this life are something that you visualize, your ideal self. Now, I say, I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body right now. I am my ideal self right now. I am an ideal father. I am an ideal man. I am an ideal woman. I am an ideal mother. We say whatever we wish to say about who we are as an ideal. And the more we say it, the more we visualize this, and the more we are this. Now, when you tell a child to behave, you don't say behave. You say, this is a good way to look at it. Here, let's go and do it this way. And you are a living example of what you would have the child do. And as this living example, the child soon follows the pattern, the mold that you have established for them, that you are living yourself. You are a good model. Now, can we be a model for ourselves? Can we be a model for ourselves as to what it means to be our ideal self? Well, every time we turn around, every time we do anything at all, if we just ask ourselves, is this for my highest and best? Is this something that will make me everlastingly happy? If not everlastingly, will it make me very happy at this one moment right now that I am living it? Will this make me happy? Will this make me feel satisfied? Will this make me feel good about myself? Whenever we can answer yes to that, we can be pretty sure that we are on the right path. That we are living according to our highest and best, that we have set before us our ideal. It may be an ideal that we don't fully understand. What if we were to ask, is the ideal man the ideal woman? What is the ideal child? What is the ideal person in this life? What is the ideal human being? What is the ideal divine being? How can I fit into any of these patterns? Well, we don't worry about them. We just say, always, to ourselves, what is for my highest and best, that is what I am. What is for my highest and best, that is what I do. Whatever is for my highest and best, that's the only thing that I can love. And I love it with all of my heart. I love my highest and best with all of my heart. Do I always know what is my highest and best? I know what is my highest and best at this moment, in this circumstance, in this... Well, you say, not really. Do I know if I have a dozen doors to choose from, which is going to be the right one for me? Well, you just have to believe in yourself. If you're given one choice of a dozen doors, you immediately reach out and take one door, and that's the door. Well, shouldn't you think about it? Shouldn't you meditate on it? Shouldn't you align yourself with truth? Shouldn't you realize that you've got 12 doors to choose from and you've only got one choice to make, that you have to make that choice? Very good. Well, don't worry about it. You can't be bad. You can't be good. You can only make a choice. And if you know in your heart that whatever you do is for your highest and best at all times, You're always guided to do whatever is for your highest and best. You're always encouraged by your divine inner self to do what is for your highest and best. And what other wisdom do we want? The wisdom of our divine inner self always shows us whatever is for our highest and best. And as we follow this wisdom of our inner self that's always showing us what is for our highest and best, we get there. We get there wonderfully, happily, joyfully, perfectly. We get there so beautifully. We get there because it is right for us to get there. We know. Three grand essentials to happiness in this life are something to visualize our ideal, something to create that we love, and something to do. So if we do what we know is our highest and best, what we are guided to think is our highest and best, we are always not taking a chance because we are guided within. The without may be totally unaware to us of what is the right door to take, but within we know the right door, and so we walk right to it and open it. You say, well, what if you open the wrong one? Well, you see, if you're going to ask, what if you open the wrong one, you're already in trouble. You're already doubt. You already don't believe that you do what is for your highest and best at all times. You have the capacity, you have the opportunity, you have the privilege, you have the choice of doing what is for your highest and best at all times. There's no doubt about it. You are being your ideal self. You're listening to that divine self within you. What higher self could you listen to? And you love what you create, the choices that you create. 12 doors! Hey, isn't that a neat idea? Wow, 12 doors. Now, what door am I going to choose? Well, I love me, and I always make the right choice. I always do the right thing. Just walk boldly forth and open the door, and you will find that you've opened the right one. But what if, you see, the moment you doubt, the moment you throw a what if in there, you're not listening to your divine inner self guiding you to do what is for your highest and best. Whenever you doubt, you're not listening to that divine inner self that is always definite and always knows the exact right answer when we have trained ourselves to listen to our highest and best. We trained ourselves to do what is best for us. Have you ever walked by a window and you've seen something that was not very nice and you looked more intensely to see what you were looking at to see if it was really true? Your inner self says, don't look. Don't look. Bless it. Release it. Let it go. That has nothing to do with you. That is not your highest and best. Let it go. But I saw it. So what? Release it. Let it go. You saw a dead branch on a tree, and you don't think that that's so terrible. You just know that that's part of the tree. Release it and let it go. And the tree will take care of itself in time. The branch blows away, new branches come out, new leaves, the foliage is so beautiful. Hey, let go. Let go. Whenever you see something that is not quite up to standards for you, let it go. Whenever you hear anything that's not up to standards for you, that's not what you think is for your highest and best, let it go. And when you let it go, pretty soon it does not happen in your world. It does not take place in your life. It does not be something that you must face and that you must be aware of. Let it go. Let it go. Always visualize your highest and best. As you visualize your highest and best, you are visualizing your ideal self. You're returning your consciousness, as it were, to your original purity and integrity. You're returning your consciousness to your original purity and integrity. You are thinking in the realm of your original purity and integrity, which is now, which is right now in your life, right now in your world, right now in your experience, and mine. And it's wonderful. Do we always understand it? No. Do we have to understand it? No. Is it fun to listen to it and to hear what it has to say? Oh my, yes. The more I listen to my divine inner self, the more exciting I become. the more excited I become, because as I listen to my inner self, I hear all sorts of grand ideas, all sorts of marvelous concepts, all sorts of wonderful projects for me to work on. Yes. The more I listen, the more I hear. And if that is the only melody, the only word, the only voice that I hear is my divine inner self, I can be sure that I need none other, that it is the answer to every question in my life. It is the fulfillment of every desire of my heart. It is the expression of ideal happiness here and now in me. It's a choice that I make, it's a choice that I have, and it's a choice that I am. And it's pretty wonderful. But think about it. I do it. Something to do. I love it. I created it. And it is my ideal. For my inner wisdom tells me what is for my highest and best at all times. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Just like I love you. I love you. I love you.